Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
It's time for a pumpkin festival. Let's go in-depth with John Pierce of Pierce's Pumpkin Patch in Columbia. John, how was pumpkin season?
Everything turned out really, really good. They seem to do better in dry weather. And, of course, it was a little extreme. But there's good quality and there's just a lot of everything. And it's one of our better years.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
And we should tell everybody that that's our special guest star today, Butch the Rooster.
Yes. Yes, he seems to think he has to crow almost constantly.
All right, so a good harvest. Tell people how long you've been doing this.
This is our 40th year. It's a lot different now than when we first started. When we first started, it was just piled some pumpkins down by the highway and put 50 cents there in a can, and people would stop and buy them or steal them, whatever. And the next year, we grew a few more, and it just kept growing and growing till it's kind of reached this point. It's a lot easier now than when we first started because of the internet. People just Google our name or Google pumpkins, and our name pops up in this area.
But people come from all over.
Oh, yeah. We've had a lot of people from out of the county, especially Mahaska County. I see those plates all the time, Polk County, Warren County. I have to tell you about this gentleman that come from Kansas City. He was originally from Keota, Iowa, that area. He was 95, and he's a World War II veteran. And he seen that airplane. It's a twin-engine Beechcraft there by the highway, and he flew one for 2 years like that in World War II. And he told me some of the stories. And then he come on up and looked at our collection of World War II newspapers. There's over 200 of them, original. And he really enjoyed that, and I got to talking to him. He said, well, I come up every once in a while. I got a fellow World War II veteran in Keota. And he said, we used to go out dancing. He said, but he's getting a little shaky now. So I said, well, how old is he? He said, well, he's 103. And I thought maybe he deserved to be a little shaky.
So you get to meet and talk to a lot of different interesting people.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you have the time, but everybody has a story. Everybody's interesting. Just talk to them and find out what their interest is, I guess.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with John Pierce with Pierce's Pumpkin Patch in Columbia. I can't even count the number of varieties of pumpkins, squashes, gourds that you've got.
Yeah, there's over 100 varieties. Some of the pumpkins, you can't tell one variety from another. But we had about 60, 80, 90, 100 pounders, or a little more this year, and they had real good quality. And I think we're down to about a dozen left now out of those 60. Everybody likes to have the biggest pumpkin on the block, I guess.
Well, you've got some big ones. What's the biggest one you've ever had?
Well, we raised one a few years ago. It must have had it in the right place and right moisture and right time, and it weighed 340 pounds.
Wow.
But we don't try to see how big a one we can grow. Somebody said, have you grown any 1,000-pounders? And I said, well, no. I said, I wouldn't mind having one on display. But I said, I don't know how many 1,000-pounders I could sell, but I know how many 100-pounders I can sell. And I said, if you had 1,000-pounders, you'd have to load it with a forklift and then unload it with a forklift. And I just don't think it would be financially feasible to do that.
Well, I wouldn't want to mess with the 350-pounder you had. 100-pounder, 50-pounder's enough.
Yeah, that they're getting a little harder for me to load. We have a couple new varieties this year. That's working out real good. That we've had such an increase in traffic that it's a little hard to get everything up here. We're doing pretty good. We got a lot of stuff in the fields yet, but we're bringing it in all the time.
You've got your big Pierce's Pumpkin Patch Festival this weekend. Tell us about that.
Yeah, October 10th and 11th, this Saturday and Sunday. And we have several vendors coming up, and we're going to try to have everybody scattered out pretty good. I know the kettle corn guy is coming, and the caramel apple people are coming. And we don't always know who's going to show up. But I think from what the calls I've received, we'll have a pretty good representative of different vendors, different types of stuff.
Well, what hours are you open over the weekend?
Well, we're open every day from 8 to 7. And I'm usually up pretty early. And if I'm not back picking, if we're here, we're open. But everybody wants hours, so we say 8 to 7.
Well, you're up early, I bet, because Butch is waking you up all the time.
Well, he could. I think he starts crowing about 3:30.
Oh, boy.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with John Pierce with Pierce's Pumpkin Patch in Columbia. All right, and so are there any special things that you're doing because of COVID-19?
Well, we're going to serve food from the main door and not have everybody come in the building. And we got some porta-potties to use this year. And we've scattered some of our troughs out and hopefully to scatter some of our vendors out. And some people wear a mask and some don't. We don't require it, but whatever you feel comfortable doing is what I want you to do.
Mm-hmm. You're saying that this is a good activity, and you've had, in part because of COVID, you were telling me earlier that you might have had more traffic here, more visitation than other years.
I think so. The common theme among a lot of people is we just want to get out. We're tired of being confined, and we just want to get out and do something. This is an outdoor thing, and the kids run through the maze as much as they want to. We got animals out there, and it's a little bigger maze than other years, and it's just working pretty good right now.
Well, yeah, it's fun to watch the kids in the maze.
Yeah, I get a question. People call that's never been there, and what is it for the kids to do? And I try to tell them this is a farm. They can come and enjoy the farm. We've never had a kid that got here and wanted to go home. They run around through the maze. They look at all the different things, the pumpkins, and we're not a entertainment center such as bounce houses and slides and stuff like that. We just want the kids to learn more about the farm. Some of them have never seen chickens. They've been up close to chickens, and they just can't hardly believe a chicken will be within 4 or 5 foot of them.
I guess I forget that there's some kids that are never around chickens or farm animals.
No, it used to be if your parents didn't live on a farm, your grandparents did. But now it may be 3 or 4 generations back before you find somebody that was on a farm.
I bet you get some people here that had their photographs when they were kids, and maybe now they had their photographs when they were kids, and then they brought their kids, and maybe after 40 years you even got grandkids, maybe.
Well, we could have. Nobody's told me that. Any grandparent that was here has not told me that how I came here when I was a kid. I said, I don't want to hear that, but but it will happen sometime if we stay in business long enough. And we're planning on next year, too. We've had people say, well, I heard you was closed, or I heard you retired, and that's just not so. Mm-hmm. I've never said that. I said, I'll do this as long as I can, and maybe one of the boys will take it over.
Right, because you're out there working hard every day.
Yeah, through the summer.
Through the summer, yeah.
Yeah, through the summer. You gotta watch for bugs. The deer is always a problem, and they was again this year. We tried everything to try to scare the deer away, but they're pretty tame and they're pretty persistent.
Well, I must admit, I'm a real big fan of your spaghetti squash.
Yes.
I think that's my favorite.
Yes. It is a lot of people. We sell a lot of, I think acorn is probably the number one seller because people are used to that. I mean, that's been around a long time. But there are some other squash. The spaghetti is good, the butternut, and even the buttercup. But a delicata is really a come on. It's a small squash that is pretty sweet. You don't have to add anything if you don't want to. And you can cook it, you can eat the skin too. It's thin skinned.
Well, and you can buy them now and be eating them until, I don't know, spring.
Yeah.
I mean, they just preserve.
Yeah,
they're just as good.
Some do, not every one of them will. But most of them will keep, if you keep them in a cool, dry place.
Now, a few years ago, you showed me this one type that was hard as a rock. I mean, what was that? I'm forgetting
the name.
Well,
probably one of those, the Blue Hubbard. Probably
that's
a Hubbard
right.
Squash.
Yeah. I mean, so you got all kinds.
Oh, yeah. And there's more squash sold for decoration than there is for eating. I wish it wasn't so because the squash is good for you and it can be tasty too.
Oh yeah. Yeah, a whole lot of people, mainly women, want to decorate their houses for the season, and this is a good place to get those decorations.
Yeah, because you can get a big variety of stuff here, a colorful variety. I mean, there's of course the orange pumpkins, but there's some that's a bright red, there's pink, there's a blue, yellow. We even have yellow pumpkins. Just cream-colored pumpkins, some green things. These here, of course, you people that listen to this can't see it, but they look like watermelons, kind of. They're green striped. Mm-hmm. But
they look a lot like watermelons.
Yeah.
So a lot of decorations. Then when I pulled up, you were tying Indian corn together.
Yeah. Yeah, I went back and I tried to pick it early of a morning when it's maybe a little damp so the shucks stay on a little better. And I just sat there and tie. lots of jobs.
Yeah.
And we have some help. I have the Chad and Jill DeYoung, their boys, three of them's been coming out. They help plant and then they said they wanted to help pick and they've been doing a good job.
All right. And then a lot of people come to get their costumes, too.
Yes. Yeah, our store, it has all new items, and they're half price. And, yeah, the people shop there. About everybody that comes goes in there and at least looks around or maybe buys something out of the shop. Mm-hmm. And Joy, that's her main place where she stays and helps people in there. Mm-hmm. While I'm out picking, she does a lot of the work here in the shop.
Mm-hmm. I think there's going to be a whole lot of people have a whole lot of fun here this weekend.
Yes, we're expecting a big crowd. We don't know if it'll be bigger than last year, the way our business has been so far, or if a lot of people has come early to get their stuff and then maybe come back just to eat and look around, because there'll be different vendors here that not normally here.
Well, what's the best part about the pumpkin patch?
October 31st. No.
when you're done?
Yeah. No, just seeing the people enjoy themselves, and meeting the people. You get such a variety of people and their experiences. And I mean, yesterday there were some people from Des Moines, and he was a retired video, had a video store that he was going to do some pictures from above with what do you call those things?
Drones.
Yeah, drones. And but he's a little too windy. And his wife was a retired judge, and so I got to talk to them a little bit. And you always learn something when you talk to somebody that has different experiences. Yeah, yeah. Another fun thing this year is going to be our tractor show, the Sheraton Valley Antique Tractor Association. I think they're going to drive out from Sheraton and the surrounding area, and it'll be the second annual Curtis Harvey Memorial Tractor Show. And so I think it'll be good, and we get medallions made every year, and this year we're featuring John Sherwood on the medallion, so that's kind of neat.
And John, local,
yeah,
young man who's, yeah, with a lot of the tractor rides with his dad.
Yeah, with Paul, him and John and Paul was on a lot of tractor rides. He really liked them, and he passed away here in March. So we featured him on our medallion this year.
And so they'll be here most of the day?
Yeah, they'll probably drive out Saturday afternoon, and we'll have a parade up the driveway, and they'll, I don't know how many tractors is coming, but they're all, most of them are, you know, they've refinished and refurbished them, and it's a way for them to show them off, their tractors off, and I appreciate them coming out to do this. Butch had to say goodbye.
Thanks to John Pierce for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.